That's a tough situation.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, as a kid, doesn't matter, you know, how old you are, you can actually help them as their kid. You know, sometimes parents argue and they won't listen to others, but when their kids interject, they can be persuaded because it is their kids talking.
Yeah, it has an impact.
Yeah. And I mean, like, remember 1 Timothy 4:12. I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It says this: "Let no one look down on you because of your youth, but be an example and set a pattern for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in moral purity." So just remind them about what the Bible says about marriage, and remind them about what the Bible says about how to treat each other. So remind them how, with God, there are second chances, mm-hmm. and thirds and fourths and so on. So in other words, God never gives up on us.
Right.
So we should never give up on each other. And so remind your parents, you know, if they're going through that, don't give up on each other. Mm-hmm. You know, it may feel like, you know, I need to call it quits, but that's not what God wants. And so just hang in there. And, you know, just pray, lots of prayer, cover the whole thing in prayer, use fasting, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, just include the Lord through the whole thing, right? That's something that's so important, because, you know, God can teach us things and we can learn things, but at the end of the day, like, there is a chance that we're going to make a mistake, and that's okay to make mistakes. But if we have God on our side and we have him giving us, like, we're praying for that discernment, we're a lot better off.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All that to say, but yeah, just pray that, that maybe that they can work things out, that the parents can work things out. And
yeah, because it is the Lord's will that they would not be separated.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yes, we want a positive outcome here. So yeah, I'll be praying for those guys for sure.